SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
तपाईं SBS नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
आफूले मेहनत गरे अनुसारको तलब नपाएको अनुभव भएमा रोजगारदातासँग तलब बढाउन माग गर्न हिचकिचाउनु हुँदैन। अस्ट्रेलियाका कतिपय पेसामा वार्षिक रूपमा तलब बढ्नु वा बढाइनु कामदारको कानूनी अधिकार भित्रै पनि पर्न सक्छ। यस विषयमा सुनौ यो विस्तृत रिपोर्ट।
तलब सम्बन्धी नियमहरू कम्पनी र पेसा अनुसार फरक पर्न सक्छन्, तर सामान्यतया रोजगार सुरु गर्नु अघि गरिने सम्झौता पत्र वा कन्ट्राक्टमा वार्षिक रूपमा हुने पर्फर्मेन्स रिभ्यू र तलबमा हुने हेरफेरका बारेमा पनि स्पष्टसँग लेखिएको हुन्छ। कामदारलाई आफूले गरेको कामको तुलनामा तलब कम भएको जस्तो लागेमा रोजगारदाता समक्ष प्रस्ताव लिएर जान सक्छन्। लाट्रोप युनिभर्सिटीमा म्यानेजमेन्ट विषयकी प्रोफेसर सुजान योङ बताउँछिन् कि तलब बढाउनका लागि आफ्नो रोजगारदातालाई नयाँ आर्थिक वर्ष सुरु हुनु अगाडि नै भन्दा उचित हुन्छ।
I would recommend that it should be done before the end of the financial year. And so the financial year finishes on June the 30th, and that's when the budgets and the finances are set out for the next year. So just prior to the end of that financial year, say in April, May, that would be the time where you would be asking for a meeting to discuss any potential pay rises so that it's built into the budget for the next year.
अवस्था हेरेर वार्षिक तलब वृद्धि कर्मचारीको कानूनी अधिकार पनि हुन सक्छ। अस्ट्रेलियाका धेरै जस्तो कार्यस्थलहरूमा फेयर वर्कले राष्ट्रिय रूपमा लागू गरेका विधानहरू लागू हुन्छन्, जसमध्ये अवार्ड रेट पनि एक हो। अवार्ड रेटले चाहिँ कुनै पनि निश्चित पेसामा कर्मचारीले पाउने न्यूनतम तलब तोक्छ। कुनै एक अवार्डमा आधारित कामदारहरू त्यस पेसासँग सम्बन्धित वार्षिक रूपमा बढ्ने तलबका लागि योग्य हुन्छन्। वार्षिक रूपमा कति तलब बढ्ने भन्ने कुरा चाहिँ युनियन र फेयर वर्क कमिसनका बीचमा हुने वार्ताले तय गर्छ। यसै गरी इन्टरप्राइज अग्रिमेन्ट भनिने अर्को सम्झौतामा रहेकाहरू पनि वार्षिक तलब वृद्धिका लागि हकदार हुन्छन्। यसमा कामदार, उनीहरूका प्रतिनिधि र रोजगारदाताका बीचमा छलफल गरेर फेयर वर्क कमिसन सामु अनुमोदनका लागि पठाइन्छ। प्रोफेसर योङ तलब वृद्धिको माग वा प्रस्ताव लिएर जानु अघि आफू कुन सम्झौता अन्तर्गत छु भनेर स्पष्ट हुन अनुरोध गर्छिन्।
So they can negotiate a pay rise for anything over and above. They can negotiate over award payments or a contract over and above the enterprise bargaining agreement, or they can negotiate a change of classification in their role if they're doing more than what the role description states, and that would probably allow them to then have a pay rise.
ह्युमन रिसोर्सेस सम्बन्धी विज्ञ क्यारन गेटलीका अनुसार मानिसहरू अलि धेरै रकम बढाउन माग राख्दा हिचकिचाउँछन्। अझ फरक कार्यस्थल संस्कृतिबाट आएकाहरूलाई त तलब बढाइदिन माग राख्नु नै असभ्य बने जस्तो वा आफूभन्दा ठूलो पदमा बसेको मानिसलाई सम्मान नगरेको जस्तो लाग्न सक्ने उनको भनाइ छ। तर तलब बढ्नका लागि योग्य छु वा माग उचित छ जस्तो लागेमा बोल्न डराउन नहुने गेटलीले बताइन्।
Some employers don't want to give people more money, right? And they will say no, but it's not because it's an unreasonable request. If you genuinely deserve more reward for your contribution, then culturally, that's acceptable to ask. The overwhelming majority of people in Australia would say absolutely, and most employers would say that. So there might be exceptions, but know that truth about the Australian workplace culture to help confidence that it is reasonable for you to ask the question.
रोजगार सम्बन्धी विभिन्न वेबसाइटहरूमा तलब कति हुन्छ भनेर जाँच गर्ने वा आफू काम गर्ने पेसा सम्बन्धी नेटवर्कमा बुझ्दा पनि कति तलब माग गर्दा उचित हुन्छ भनेर जानकारी मिल्ने प्रोफेसर योङ बताउँछिन्। तर एउटै कार्यालयभित्र चाहिँ तलबलाई लिएर केही गोपनीयता रहने भन्दै यङ सचेत गराउँछिन्। यसले गर्दा महिला, अल्पसंख्यक वा युवा कामदारहरू असमानताको शिकार बन्न सक्ने उनले बताइन्। यस्तो अवस्थामा आफूले विश्वास गर्न सक्ने समूहमा आफ्ना विचार राख्ने वा कार्यालयभित्र युनियनको कुनै प्रतिनिधि भए सल्लाह गर्न सकिने उनले सुझाव दिइन्।
Terms of pay. I think it's important to have groups of people that you feel comfortable who you work with, and then after a time, you know, you can start talking about some of these things and bringing them to the forefront. The other thing you can do is if you have a union representative, you could ask those people as well, because they would have more idea about the pay across the workplace.
Australian Council of Trade Union ki adhyaksh Michelle O'Neill pani union ka pratinidhiharule ustai rozgari ka lagi kahan kati talab diinchha bhanne barema tathyanka nikalna madad garna sakne bataunchin.
You can find out how someone who might be doing the same job working for a different company or in a different organization, what sort of pay they're getting. So you can also have, as part of your argument, well, other people are getting paid this to do the same work.
Union ko sadasya banera samuhik roopma talab badhaune maag rakhta sajilo hune pani O'Neill le batain. Unka anusar, union ma avaddha kamdarharule union ma avaddha nabhayeka manish bhanda haptama $312 atirikta kamai garne pramanharule dekhaeko cha.
Even if your workplace hasn't had an agreement before, you can join together with other workers in the union to say we want to negotiate an agreement for everyone who works here. That's the best way of getting pay increases. It's always harder when it's individuals. What the evidence shows is that union members in Australia on average are paid $312 more a week than people who aren't in unions.
तर union सदस्यहरूले चाहिँ तलब बढाउन माग गर्नु अघि union सँग छलफल गर्दा आवश्यक तयारी गर्न सजिलो हुने पनि उनको भनाइ छ.
I think it's always important to be well prepared, and that's what a union can help you with. So thinking about what the arguments are and the sort of examples of that is when was the last time you got a pay increase, how your job might have changed. So if you've got more responsibilities, you're working different hours, your work has become more intense, you've learnt new skills.
यता प्रोफेसर यङ भने आफ्नो लागि तलब बढाउन माग गर्न युनियनमा आबद्ध भएकै हुनुपर्ने नरहेको बताउँछिन्. यता प्रोफेसर यङ भने आफ्नो लागि तलब बढाउन माग गर्न युनियनमा आबद्ध हुनै पर्छ भन्ने नहुने बताउँछिन्. उनका अनुसार तलबका बारेमा कुरा गर्दा संस्थालाई आफूले पुर्याएको फाइदाका बारेमा जोड दिएर वार्ता गर्न सकिन्छ.
But I'd be really focusing the argument around what you've achieved in your job, to looking at sort of evidence that you have. And so can you demonstrate, for example, a greater rate of efficiency, or can you demonstrate that you've brought in certain amounts of money or certain new clients, or you've changed work processes to bring about increased efficiency or effectiveness?
यता ह्युमन रिसोर्सेस विज्ञ क्यारन गेटली तलब बढाउन माग राख्दा त्यति धेरै सोच्नु नपर्ने बताउँछिन्. उनका अनुसार को व्यक्ति समक्ष कुरा राखिएको हो र उक्त संस्था कस्तो हो भन्नेमा धेरै कुरा निर्भर गर्छ.
It's always a one-to-one conversation. And again, it'll depend on the availability of these people that we're talking about. So it's if you're a direct report manager, what's their type of job? You know, if they're sitting in their office routinely, then you might be able to knock on the door and ask whether or not now is a convenient time to have a conversation with them. In other settings, it will be more appropriate to ask to make an appointment to talk to them. And, you know, I think not making it a problematic event in your own mind will really help.
Professor Young, आफूले तलब बढाउने बारे कुरा राख्दा professional behavior prastut garnu parne bhanai rakhchin.
When you're actually asking for a pay rise, it's really important to not be emotional and to use the evidence to support your request rather than say, well, I've worked hard or it's difficult to live because of the CPI. It's really about making sure you've got that evidence and you're presenting that in a really business-like manner to show them that you're improving and working hard for the organization.
यस रिपोर्टलाई तपाईँले हाम्रो वेबसाइट sbs.com.au/nepalima गई या SBS अडियो एप डाउनलोड गरेर सुन्न सक्नुहुन्छ.
लाइक, शेयर र कमेन्ट गर्नुहोस्. SBS नेपालीलाई फेसबुकमा साथ दिनुहोस्.